STR podcasts are made possible through the generous donations of our listeners. To support STR today, go to str.org and click on Donate in the upper right-hand corner.
The most effective training that I do with young people is on one of our unique mission trips. We have a theological mission trip that we do, and we take students to Utah. We do an apologetic mission trip, and we take students to Berkeley, California. And it takes the model, kind of the four-step model that I've laid out, and it incorporates all of that into this one trip, and there's just nothing that I've done that's been more effective in training young people. In an earlier podcast, I had laid out a four-step strategy to train young people. Step number one was to elevate expectations, is to put that bar much higher for our young people than we do. Step two is to equip their minds with theology and philosophy and apologetics, and not just teach them to, you know, love Jesus and be good, because that is often the breadth and depth of our teaching to young people. Step three was to engage them in experiences, is to get that teaching outside of the classroom. And then step four was to embody what you teach. And so it can't be just something that I say. It also has to be something that's lived out and that young people can see lived out. And what the Utah trip does and what the Berkeley trip does is it puts all of this into just one whole package. Recently, I took 40 high school students from Capistrano Valley Christian School up to Berkeley. We went up to Berkeley at the end of February, but the training for this trip began last fall. And so in September, I went to the school, we did some kickoff, and we start with these high expectations. We start with these expectations that students can handle a lot more than we typically give them. And so I partner with Sean McDowell, who's the Bible teacher down there, and we train his young people months in advance. And so I'm going down there doing training. Sean has arranged monthly training. The students are assigned a book that they have to read and then write reports on. And there's all this required training before the trip. And the kind of training that we give them is some tough stuff. They are studying heavy apologetics. The book they're reading is an apologetic book. The students sit through 2-hour lectures on some apologetic topic. And so we are equipping their minds. They are going deep in their knowledge of God and their knowledge of theology and apologetics. And so the second step is in place, that equipping of the mind. But then thirdly, this training culminates in the Berkeley mission. And so we go up to Berkeley, and what we do is we create opportunities for students to then take this training and to engage with real atheists, real agnostics, real skeptics, real college students, and have real-life conversations about these things. And so we invite atheists out to talk to our group and then to do Q&A, and these sessions last for, you know, 2-2.5 hours. We take students onto Berkeley's campus. We engage in what we call conversational surveys, where it just gives students an opportunity to have a conversation about meaningful things, about God, about the meaning of life, about morality, on the college campus. But for me, on this last trip, really the highlight of the trip was an event that we did with the Atheist Club at Berkeley. It's a student club. They call themselves SANE, and that stands for Students Advocating a Non-Religious Ethos. And so I contacted the president of SANE prior to our trip, and we arranged an event. It was one of the evenings that we were there in Berkeley. And what we did is we did this joint event where our 40 students and then our 20 or so leaders would join with the Atheist Club, and we would do a panel discussion. And so we had 3 atheist college students from SANE, and then we had 3 of our high school students from Capistrano Valley Christian School get up on stage and participate in a panel discussion. Now, I want you to step back and think about this situation. Here we are at UC Berkeley's campus. We are with older college students. These are atheists, and we are taking high school students and putting them up in front of a group of, they were probably about 80 or 90 people that were in attendance. We put them up on stage, and we had them do a little introduction. But then for the next hour, they simply fielded questions from the audience. And they could be any kind of questions. Now, our three students, Harrison, Hannah, and Andrew, got up on stage calmly and participated in the panel discussion, did a great job answering the questions and the challenges that were you know, directed towards them. But think about what had to happen before those students would ever get on that stage. And for me, it was just so rewarding to see the students have the kind of courage and confidence to do what they did. And you see, it was just an affirmation for me of this training model, is that our students, we raise those expectations, but then we train them, we gave them the tools, and then we engage them in real life opportunities to talk about these things and to interact with others. And then all along the way, we're trying to embody exactly what we've taught the students. So does this kind of thing work? Well, you should have seen the students that night. These high schoolers handled the situation with poise. They handled the questions very well. They answered them with a tough-mindedness. But they also dealt with people in a tender-hearted way. And this was a clear contrast with the atheist college students who kind of had a snarky attitude. There seemed to be just some arrogance, and they kind of looked down on the answers that were offered by our students. And you could see them kind of looking back and forth at each other and kind of snickering. And so there wasn't just on our side this, I think, really engagement of the questions, but there was also this response that was gracious. And so these students were model ambassadors, and this is part of their training. And then this is also what we're trying to embody as a leader. When they see me interact with the atheists that we bring out, I hope they see an ambassador who has knowledge, wisdom, and character. And so we embody it. And so we got to see students live this out. And it was just so exciting to watch these students in action. But here's a question I want to pose to you. The students you work with, let's say the high school or college students that you work with or that are living in your home that you're raising, do you have any kind of confidence that you could put them in that same kind of situation and they would thrive like these high school students from CVCS? I mean, what about your students? Would they be able to handle this kind of thing? Well, if you haven't elevated your expectations, if you haven't equipped their minds, if you haven't engaged them in some experiences at this point, and if you haven't embodied this life of truth, then I would bet they probably are not ready. But that's where we want to see young people at. We want to see them be able to be in this kind of situation, because eventually they will be. If they go to the college campus and they're in a college classroom and they're in a college dorm room, these are the kind of situations they'll be in on a much smaller scale. But if they can do it in a panel discussion, just imagine what kind of ambassadors those students will be when it's one-on-one with a roommate or when they're in the classroom. And so I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you, that in whatever context you're in, whether it's a Christian school, a youth group, your home, is to figure out how to employ this strategy in training your young people. And it doesn't have to be taking them to Berkeley. There are a lot of things you can do right around you. I mean, you can do the same kind of training and then simply take them to the local college campus. Go to a local community college and have them do the surveys that we do on Berkeley's campus. They're called conversational surveys. They're available to download on the STR Place website right there on the homepage. On the right-hand side, down at the bottom, there's a link that says Leader and Parent Resources. You click on there, and we've got two conversational surveys there that you can download and you can use with your students. So you don't have to go for a week to Berkeley. You can do it right where you're at. But if you don't start doing it, we're going to continue to send out young people who are ill-equipped to handle a secular culture that is aggressive and hostile towards their Christianity.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.